DC Tillman, DM, listening for calls.
KC2FM, KC2PT, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's the child situation today? Running around?
Oh, yes, you got it right. She was running around yesterday. She was feeling much better. So, she's off to school today.
That's always a good thing. So how was your evening? Any fun activities?
I'm a soccer coach for her team, so I was coaching soccer last night. I only got two more games left, and then we're done for the season. But, yeah, so Tuesdays and Thursdays I coach soccer.
Nice. I had class last night, and we were taking apart computers. I got caught up teaching a couple people that I was working with, so it was kind of fun.
Oh, you just take it apart just to, learn what the RAM is, where your PC or CPU is, and all that good stuff?
Yeah, we had to open the case, take out the power supply, take out the hard drive, take out the RAM, and then put it back together and let the next person take it out. Rather than have 18 computers out and taking them all apart, he broke us up into groups, and I literally have the exact computer we're taking apart at home, and I've taken it down to nothing and rebuilt it. So he was like, just help everybody else. And so that helped out. But two of the girls, English is not their native language. And the other guy, he was fine.
Yeah, I got my, I redid my server at home. Believe it or not, it's super old. You probably appreciate this. So it's old Pentium 4. Pretty old. Still running PATA drives on it. Still pretty old. But for what I use it for at home, it's file storage. It's not lightning quick, but it definitely suits my needs. And I do have other PCs at home that are a lot better. So I'm just waiting for this one to just die, and then I'll put the better ones into service. Probably this one will run for another 20 years with my luck.
Yeah, this is going to become part of my home lab once I get through with networking, and I'll probably have to pick up a switch and maybe a better router, and I wouldn't mind putting a rack together and have a little maniacal lab downstairs where I can just do things and break things and learn how to fix things.
Yeah, I already have a rack mount at home for mine. It just needs the update. I have a very old switch. And my router is actually updated. That's pretty new. It's only a couple years old. The switch has got to be... I think it's just coming up 20-ish years old. Maybe it's a little older than that. It's still 100 megabit per second, but I think it's just in the era where 100 meg just came into play. So, I need to upgrade the switch. I think that's my bottleneck, or the server's my bottleneck. I'm only downloading, 5 meg from it, and I don't know if it's the Ethernet in the old computer that's in there I'm using for server, or it's the switch. Kind of maybe a combination of both. So I think once the new computer gets in, it might be I might put a gigabit card in to upgrade everything so it's a little bit faster.
Nice. Just over my trip, I ended up stopping up at Micro Center, a computer store in Ohio, and picked up a fourth Raspberry Pi. So I got one Raspberry as a Pi hole, ad blocker for the house, and then two more fours just laying around doing nothing yet, which I'm going to probably do. One of them is going to become a node of some sort. Whether it probably be an All-Star. And then the fourth one is a Raspberry Pi 500, which is a keyboard version. And I'm thinking of putting a display on that and just making it a travel computer.
That sounds cool. Yeah, it sounds like you got getting your Raspberry Pis all bought up. I have one extra just for my node. I tried using one as a server once. Apparently it didn't have the power that an actual legit computer has. So, yeah, I did have it running. It was working. Like I said, I was barely getting any throughput for it. It took it almost a whole minute just to download a picture that was on the hard drive and upload it. It took a very long time for downloading and uploading, so. Where versus the one I have now is just like seconds, so. Yeah, I found out that the Pi was kind of underpowered for doing it, running it as a server, which, you know, they advertise it as they can do it, but I didn't find it as very high performance, so. It works great though for running on an All-Star, though.
Yeah, I see an All-Star node in my future, but just got to take care of a few other things, financially responsible stuff, before I start getting into that.
All right, I did hook to Travis's node this morning. I don't know. Travis, you in there this morning? Well, I guess not. Thought, yeah, I hooked into his home node this morning, so thought maybe I'd hear him, but I guess not. So, I've picked your brain someday about doing Meshtastic. I'm still going down that rabbit hole. I haven't made much progress with this whole audit and what goes on at home and everything. But one of these days I like to try to get a better node up so I can get to your house. I should be able to make the hop from my house to yours. We're close enough.
All right. How tall is your antenna, or how far can you push the node up the tower?
Well, that's the thing. I was trying to get in a weatherproof box, and then I was going to climb my tower with just the stock antenna, which I have to get back to you. That's your antenna. Yeah, I was going to put a nice higher gain antenna on it, see what it does. But I want to kind of see before I go out and buy an antenna what performance I'm going to get. If I'm going to get like a mile or two, I don't know if it would be worth it. But yeah, if I could get a good like couple of miles reach out, that might be worth putting it up.
That'd be cool. My nose is rocking and rolling pretty good.
Now that's your solar powered one, right? The one you were tinkering with?
Yes, I have a solar node up at the house. I have one up at the gun club. W2SO in Lancaster put a better node up by them, and they did not have it in a waterproof case, so it just filled with water and shorted out. And that was kind of fun to watch when they got that back. They just opened it up and poured water out.
Yeah, see, I'm not seeing those nodes on my, you know, I get the list. I didn't see any of those, but yeah, that's another reason why I want to make a good weatherproof box so I don't get the surprise of opening it up after a couple years of the water coming out.
There was a skunk sprayed somewhere on Central over by the big and giant antenna, so that was just kind of disgusting. The school bus snuck in front of me going down Hinchy. So I got to get stuck behind that. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm stuck behind a bus too. I've never ran into a bus down here before. I'm on Erie Street. I don't know if they changed their time, start times now. I wonder.
I'm running maybe 2 or 3 minutes behind because it's already 6:43. I'm usually in the parking lot by now. So I wonder if Travis is going to be in the building or in his truck going, where is everybody? And we haven't heard from Brad. We're thinking he's going to be back this week.
Well, Travis, I don't know about. I know Brad's on vacation this week. He'll be back on Monday next week.
I do have to think of a third project for a Raspberry Pi 4, to see what I want to do with that. Or I don't know if I want to leave it or want to make something with it. That's my thought process now.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad I bought my Pi, my backup Pi, when I did. They're just so expensive now for what they used to be. There's a couple, you can push $100 now for one. They used to be like somewhere $30, $30-$35. Now they're, like I said, up in the hundreds. It's like, you kidding me? I know it was, part shortage, but I don't think it affected the cost that much. But, yeah. That's why I went and got one of those little Dell computers. Supposedly you can run All-Star on it, so I'm going to try that. That was $20. That's even cheaper than the Pi.
Yeah, you can still buy 3Bs or Raspberry Pi 3s for $35, but now the 4s are getting in the $50, $60, $80 range, and the 5s are $80, $100, and $120, depending on how much RAM you get on them. Because I think you can go up to about 16 gig for the Raspberry Pi 5s, and those are the highfalutin ones. The keyboard version I bought was 90, and that's I think that's 8 gig.
Yeah, you don't need too much RAM or even storage. I have an 8 gig card in mine. It's only using about 3.5 gigs for All-Star. All-Star doesn't gobble up too much storage either. And it runs just fine on what it is. But I'm assuming as updates come available and all that good stuff, that might all have to increase after a while.
Yeah, there's no Travis in the parking lot, so he's not here yet. Hope he's coming to work. Is this node linked to his node? So if he's on, we're on.
Yeah, I noticed yesterday he didn't connect to me. I suppose you guys are chatting, and I was waiting, so he didn't connect to me. So, but you know what, I'll save him the headaches, and I'll connect to him this morning. So, yes, we are connected to Travis this morning, but it doesn't seem to be in there. So, maybe he's not feeling good or under the weather or something.
All right, well, I'm going to head in. 73s, we'll talk to you on the inside. KC2, NVM, clear.
All right, Jeff, I'll see you at work. 73s, KC2, KC2.